And good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, for the Higher Dimensions. And we wanted to acknowledge BBS Radio, as always, for being our sponsor and how happy we are to be here at their as their guest every week at 2 o'clock. Today we have one of my favorites, a tarot reader and a gifted psychic and a gifted dancer, Maureen McGill. Good afternoon, Maureen. How are you doing?
Hi, Phyllis. I'm great.
Oh, wonderful. It's a glorious day here in the East. I think we're going to be up in the low 60s today, would you believe?
Well, that sounds great, because here in Tacoma, Washington, it's overcast and really chilly-willy.
Oh, it's glorious here. I can't wait. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm doing some Jin Shin Jitsu training today, and I've taken time out of the class, since I've taken before, to talk to people, because I didn't want to be off the air this weekend. And we are willing to take calls. So give a little information about yourself for my listeners out there, darling, and a contact information before we start anything.
Well, I'm a tarot reader, and I work professionally with the Melanetti.com organization out of Kent, Washington here, and we do fairs three times a year, and I also do private readings and work at a local cafe once a week here in Tacoma, Washington. And I do individual readings, and they can reach me at TarotSun, which is TarotSun at Yahoo.com. That's YAHOO.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call me at 253-752-3299.
Fabulous. Okay, so what we can talk about, I don't know. What did you want to talk about? But I'm thinking there has been some strange energy. Are we having a... We had a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse last week?
No, I think we did have that, and I think we have another eclipse coming
today?
Up. I believe it's a lunar eclipse coming up.
Yes, yes. And the energies have been really, really different, and people are really realizing it. I've been feeling, I guess, since Thursday or Friday, some really good positive energy. I think things are really moving along beautifully.
I think I've gotten two or three calls of people that just said, wow, everything seems to be clicking.
Fabulous. You mean Mercury is finally out of retrograde?
Yeah, maybe that. I always call it the retro gravy.
I hear somebody calling in. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Diane.
Diane, and where are you from, darling?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Okay. So what can we do for you today, my dear?
Well, I was so excited with your guest. I just thought maybe she could pick a card for me.
Go ahead.
So, Diane, I like to work with a question. So if you could give me a question, it could be about love, it could be about work, it could be about money, it could be about family, travel, health.
Could it be about romance?
It could
be
about
relationship.
You know, coming up to Valentine's Day.
I was in a relationship for a year, and I broke up with this gentleman, and he doesn't understand what I mean to go away, and he's constantly annoying me.
So
and
you want to ask the cards what it
what?
Is that you need to do to end this relationship, or do you
I'm clear that it's over, but I'm just wondering if there's someone new coming. Did I do the right thing to break up? I don't know.
Okay. So let's ask first if there's somebody new coming, but I think you still need to do some clearing around this past relationship. So
okay.
Here we go. I'm shuffling the cards.
Yeah, I'm getting a feeling this guy is not getting the message. You're being too nice in a way about it.
Interesting. Lately, I've just tried not to respond to anything at all.
Pardon?
I just try to ignore him and not respond to anything.
Yeah.
So the first card I got is Eight of Cups, and that's the card of walking away. So right now, you know, there's a part of you that's still walking away from that old relationship to wanting something new. And with that, I got Ace of Cups, which is body, mind, and spirit. So it's like your whole self now is moving forward. You really want a different kind of relationship. And, you know, there's some sadness. There's still some sadness that seems to be lingering on. This is the card of sadness that pops up from the old. And that's what tells us what's around it now. In the past, you've been waiting. That's the card that represents waiting. And it says the first card right now is to have strength. So strength would also mean to nurture yourself. There's still some challenges that you're facing around life. In your fears, you need to nurture yourself. That's the Empress. Pay attention to indirect messages. There's a lot coming at you in your life, it says right now. and the final outcome is getting over troubled waters, and you're not alone. Queen of Swords is with you. I don't know if she gives you guidance or help and justice and an offer. I don't know if this is in your business life or I don't know if she's a friend of yours, but it says there's an offer that somebody gives you. I think it has to do with work or it could be a legal matter. I don't know. Do you have
any? You know what? It make an offer. I do sell real estate, so it could easily be an offer. I have listings. I do work.
Okay, so Queen of Swords, and I don't mean this as a cop-out. She can either be a lawyer, she can be a real estate agent, sometimes a physician or a healer. And it says that there's an offer coming. I just want you to be prepared. I don't want to be too negative, but when the offer comes, it does say there's a little bit of loss, so maybe it's not quite the price you wanted or something. And mm-hmm. then it says you give advice to families. Families or maybe who have challenges right now with the banks, because then it shows up at the bank and taking on a lot about mm-hmm. the lovers and choices. So I'm not getting this new relationship coming in right yet, so I'm going to pick three cards, but I do think you're walking away from the old, and in that old, you know, you're shifting from that kind of spirit of heaviness and sadness from that old breakup to something new is coming in.
And my own intuitive feeling is that don't look for a new relationship just yet. There's okay. some clearing that needs to be done within you
okay.
to help bring about new relationships. Sometimes if we go from one relationship to another, we do not look into ourselves to find out what is it that we need to do to change to bring somebody in who's on a different vibrational level.
Oh,
someone who's
God.
More in tune with us, what we desire spiritually and emotionally. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. Phyllis, I so agree with you. I think you were both so right on. I'm so impressed. Thank you.
Okay, so Diana, I wanted to say something else here. It says, don't take too much on maybe about this idea about marriage right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are the cards that are coming up. It's almost as if it creates a fear inside of you or a worry or, gosh, I won't have this in my life or I won't have it. Just give it the time to nurture yourself and develop your own vibration of, you know, that energy and love and abundance that you have with your work that you have to give, you know.
Right.
And you'll be in there.
Great.
So,
okay.
Oh. What a nice way to start my day. Thanks, ladies.
Well, you're quite welcome. Our joy and pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
You're so welcome. Isn't it fun to do this? I love it.
I love it, too.
Okay. I had a really strange dream last night. Really one of those weird ones that I was getting ready to go on a helicopter and following a president of something or other. I don't know president of what. And as I did, I heard my name called, and I turned my head, and the helicopter door shut. And it took off, and I'm saying, hey, open the door, you know. And I was told, you know, and then the dream shifted. And again, I was back on a pad where I could get into the helicopter, and I started to walk in. And as soon as the person went in the door shut. And I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. And again, I knocked on the door. I said, open the door. I'm right here. I'm ready to go. And again, the helicopter took off, and somebody beside me said, wait for the next one.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm thinking, timing is everything.
That's right.
Okay,
so it represents getting above your problems. So maybe you're getting ready. You've got the support next to you to kind of help you to kind of move forward to the next landing that you need to make.
Yeah, well, at least next. What time does the next swan boat leave?
There you go. That's right.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you about the Jin Shin Jitsu because
yes, go ahead.
You say you're hoping to use that for.
I do it even for self healing. A Jin Shin Jitsu is one of the most marvelous healing arts that you can use. It really means a creator. Jin refers to the creator. Shin refers to a man. And jitsu is the word art. And it's God working through man, or God working through man to help man himself is what it basically amounts to, because it's considered a healing art. And the practice of it. We don't have masters in this one. We are lifelong students. And it is a wonderful. I've helped myself to get over a lot of chronic pain in the lower back. I've used it also to help with pre- and post-operative pain and to move anesthesia quickly through the body. But it's used mainly to get your body back into balance. And it works on the theory of if you were to look at it with an eye, if you know what acupressure is, which is like acupuncture but without the needles, it works on meridians, certain areas that are considered points where there is energy. and also Reiki, which is a flow of energy. So to look at it visually, it would look like a cross between the two, but it's not. It's a really old art, and it was rediscovered in Japan early in the last century by Jiro Murai, who was very ill and so forth. Fascinating story. But it is something that I do use. I've worked with people with broken bones, people who have had healing started almost immediately, bringing down swelling, healing burns. All it's used for just about everything, headaches. Well, you name it, you can do it with this Jinshin Jitsu. And I've used it on myself, and I've working with other people using it, working with children, working with adults. It's fabulous. You can see all, sometimes immediate results, and sometimes the results are not quite so immediate. But it is a fabulous healing art, and anybody who wants to learn more about it can go on a website out of Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a Jin, J-I-N, Shin, S-H-I-N, Jitsu, J-Y-U-T-S-U. And as I said, it's I've been working at it about 6 years now, and 10 classes every year. It is fabulous, and that along with hypnosis is wonderful. I find too, Maureen, that when you move into these healing arts, like with hypnotherapy and Jinshin Jitsu, you become more psychic or more aware, more present in the hour that you are in. It's wonderful, wonderful. Yes, good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Phyllis.
Hi, who's this?
This is Linda, and I'm calling from Washington.
Washington State?
Well, I have a question for you, Phyllis.
Yes.
I would like some insight where buying real estate and relationship come together.
Where your relationships and real estate come together?
Right.
In the context of you hope to meet somebody through working in real estate, or you have been?
To meet someone and to buy real estate
And
work on a project together, creating food supply.
Creating what, dear?
Food.
Creating food?
Yes, growing food.
Growing food. Ah, that's interesting. Well, that's a big question. Let me think.
So is the question, can I help you define it here, what are my opportunities coming around that?
Yes, when is the land going to align, you know, with my intentions?
Ah, you're seeking a male to help you do this.
Yes.
And is there some reason why you need to have a man involved, or you can't do it on your own, or you don't feel you believe you can?
What two people working in harmony can accomplish is pretty amazing.
Oh, what four people can work in harmony can do is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's true. Exponential growth.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to create enough.
Okay,
for
you would
other
like
people.
To find somebody who would be a partner in both professionally and emotionally and spiritually and physically, yes?
Yes, if I have met that person yet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, I picked some cards on it.
I don't know
if you wanted to go first there, Phyllis. Or...
No, that's all right. You go ahead with your cards, darling.
Right now, you know, you kind of have a lot coming at you. This is the Five of Wands, and it says to have strength, and you're walking away kind of from an old way of being clearing for this. Mm-hmm. In the past, somebody did come along to kind of push you in this direction, and I don't know if they're on this side or the other side. It says the first outcome can be getting over troubled waters, or sometimes this is also connected to overseas, so I don't know how that would affect you. It says the next outcome is a change that you're going through, the Death card, which is a complete change of, I don't know if it's career or paths or whatever to make this happen. In your fears, you just got to cut away things to make it happen. High Priestess stands next to you, which is your own intuition to guide you. What you have to step through is protecting yourself, Four of Pentacles, not overspending maybe in this new venture. And then your outcome, here he comes. He's a friend. He's the King of Pentacles. He could be a banker or a supporter. But it says that you need to stay clear in your mind's eye. Seven of Cups comes up. You've got to see things clearly. Sometimes you're kind of up in a fog around it. And there's some decisions you have to make about how to make this work financially and study the numbers. Something about working with families in this or family-owned businesses, I don't know, but the road, yeah.
Well, what came to my mind just as an interesting flicker, and that's why I wanted to sit back on it, is I saw somebody fighting in Iraq. Or Iran, it could have been, I don't know where, somewhere, Afghanistan, somewhere over there. And I don't know, I'm getting a sense that the person who would be ready, willing, and able to do some of this would need the healing of working with the earth and growing things and feeling that he was contributing and putting lives back together. And this may be the kind of person who is not yet in your life. I'm not sure if you know what I'm talking about.
No, I have met someone who was in the Vietnam War, and that the earth would definitely be healing for him.
So he would. He was in the... Well, that would be true, too, but these people are getting a little bit older, as am I, because I was around during that period of time, too. And that's a possibility. Is he interested in this kind of thing?
Oh, yes. He's very interested in...
Okay. Well, as I said, I got the feeling of someone who needed the healing that comes from doing this kind of work.
Yes, that's accurate.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if that's the person that I'm to work
with. That I'm not really sure of. I got the feeling it was a person in their 40s or 50s, 40s maybe.
Well, this would
that
be
may
60.
He may that Dom is about more like the 50s, if I'm not kidding.
Right, he's 60.
Unless you're taking the tail end of Vietnam. And even then, I don't remember when the war stopped, 79 something, 80, something like that. Anyway, my feeling is that it's a possibility. But again, I think that there is a lack of understanding of the true economics of the situation. It's a wonderful idea, but more needs to be done to study and see if there cannot be some grant money or assistance from, for example, the Department of Agriculture for doing something like this. Also, maybe looking into it as a nonprofit venture, you see,
right,
to work with growing and doing things and creating like what we used to call or used to be called truck farms, foods that could be brought in from the outlying areas and sold, because that can be very lucrative if it's done correctly. But it involves an awful lot of work. And
right,
there's got to be that preparation and acknowledgement. And there may have to be another source of income to sort of stabilize what the farming and the growing of foodstuffs would bring in. Does this make sense?
Oh, it just sounds like a huge project. I'm wondering what state, is it in the Pacific Northwest? Is it in Northern California? Or is it in Oregon?
You know, what? One of the cards I'm getting, the first card is that it's over waters that you have to go through first, so something over waters. And then the next card is a change. It's not what you think it is. The death card means that there's a change in this whole idea. But then, boom, this idea of this friend coming in to help you, yes, that's my final outcome here with the cards, a friend who can help you on the financial aspect of it. But you need to see something clearly, as Phyllis stated, according to these cards, about running your numbers and how it would work.
Studying
the numbers.
It's kind of the opposite. I have the funds and he doesn't. He has the strong back, you might say.
Mm-hmm. You have the funds already in place?
Yes.
I'm thinking you need to run over the numbers again, because I'm thinking there is a cost there, a hidden cost that has just not been taken into effect.
Some kind of licensing or something is coming up in my mind that you're not looking at that maybe. Or maybe it's the sport.
But just be careful. Be very, very careful is what I'm saying. And you know, to the strong back, that's wonderful. I'm feeling that there are issues in... you want to make sure that the legal issues, the paperwork is really, really very defined, well-defined, very clear.
Right, yes, that would be taken care of.
Can't be too careful about paperwork.
When. Pardon?
Cannot be too careful about paperwork.
Oh, right.
Okay.
It's more about where and when.
My feeling is it will be somewhere on the West Coast. I do not see it too far inland. Okay.
What about elevation?
The elevations. I'm not really seeing very high elevations. I'm not seeing mountain peaks around. I'm seeing lower than that. In other words, I'm not seeing something like the Alps. But I'm not familiar with the Pacific Northwest as a geographical location, visually speaking. Though I understand you do have, you know, mountain peaks and so forth and so on. But that's not really that clear to me.
it may be that the final location, there is an opportunity of two or three choices. And it will be up to you to use your intuition as to which way you want it to be.
Yeah, that would be nice to have some choices. Nothing has been acceptable so far for
okay.
a long time.
Well,
yeah, because I'm picking up on the timing that there's a delay. That is not the right timing. Three of Swords comes up. And there will be an offer down the road. But, again, it's either you got to buy property or sell property or some kind of money distribution you have to figure out in this whole deal to make it work.
Well, that's not the case. It's more ready to go. Just looking
okay,
for
you
place.
May be ready to go, but the timing may not be quite right.
Oh, this is a question. Is it on the market yet?
No.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one to know.
No, it's not. That's why I say the timing's not right.
So I'm wondering...
I'm picking up the fear card. Fear is kind of holding it back around top dollar, so... But it does, you'll be able to unleash your creative energies with the magician and power and authority down the road, but not yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's not time. The prices are really high still for what they offer.
Yeah. My feeling is 12 to 16 months, 18 months at the max. I would say you are going to be seeing things more opening up in the next 6 to 8 months, with next year probably being a lot better for it. Because by then, things are going to really start shaking down again before they go up. Things are still falling.
Right.
See, what I got was the feeling that somebody who wants to sell is holding out, thinking they can get as much money as they could have before. But they're being unrealistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
About what they can really get at this time. And it's going to take time for that knowledge to sink in that they are going to have to set their sights more realistically and take less money for the property.
Mm-hmm. And acknowledge that somebody would really love this land.
Yes. And I think that may be part of the equation down the road, that someone who would lower the rate if they found someone who would really love the land.
Right.
And would work it. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much.
And God bless, dear.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, dear. Anyway, my dear Miss Maureen, how's it going other than that? So
going all right other than that.
Other than that. What do you see for a business for me in the next, say...
You?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pick three cards then. How's business going to go?
Let's put it within the next 3 months.
Is that somebody's offering you something now? Now, I don't know if that's you working with children.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the card of the Six of Cups. And somebody either offers you something from the past to work with younger people or something with that. It does say that there's Three of Pentacles next to that, which are papers, and the Chariot. You're going to get through what you need to get through around some papers. If there's papers that are challenging you right now, this could be your mortgage or whatever, I don't know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it says new love, new beginnings, new hope are coming in, Ace of Wands. Just got to be patient. They got the Temperance card, which we all love. It says that you're shifting things. You're cutting away the old, and you've got new growth at the top with the Ace of Swords.
Right.
And the High Priestess is really getting stronger for you, which is your own intuition about your own stuff here.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, good afternoon. Welcome.
Oh, hi, sorry.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Shirley in California.
Well, hi, Shirley. Welcome.
Thank you.
How may we serve you today?
I just wanted to know if you guys saw anything in regards to career for me this month.
Oh, career's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big one right now. All right, I'm shuffling my cards here for Shirley.
Okay.
About career.
What field have you been in, Shirley?
Oh, I'm an entertainer.
Entertainer?
Yeah.
Good Lord knows we all need to be entertained.
Especially now, I think.
Especially now. You took the words from me. Yes, you finished my sentence.
Yes.
With today's world, yes, entertainment is very, very important. Are you in the field of theater or laughter?
I do TV, but I also do comedy.
Fabulous, because I saw laughter around you.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Now you're kind of worried, like, who isn't? And I've got the fear card around money and something about dad, power, and authority. Maybe somebody's been helping you a little bit along the way here or something, but there's some nervousness. It says, in the past, you really did unleash your creative energy. There's this guy coming along. He's a country gentleman, and there's going to be a choice. And in your fears, it says, coming home to success. Next to that is celebrations. They could be performances or whatever. It says, you know, there are some challenges coming up, and what you have to step through are kind of feeling challenged, but you've got new beginnings, new hope. This King of Cups is another artistic guy who comes in. He loves arts and the music, and he kind of pushes you. So I don't know if he's an agent or somebody that comes along to kind of give you advice. The Sun is California, or a message in the world. Prepare to handle changes. You just got to plug away, girl. You need to get a job in the meantime, you know, something to kind of bring some money in the...
Yeah, I have one.
...food on
I'm
your table.
Fine.
Messages coming in.
Well, I think your fame and fortune is down the road from you. It's coming.
Cool.
Okay? It is coming.
Yeah, I get that.
It's just not as fast as you'd like it to be. Is it ever?
I get that sense, though.
Cool. Yeah, okay. Yeah, my feeling is your fame and fortune is still hovering around waiting for you to be discovered. But part of it is so that you yourself are ready to handle it when it comes.
Yeah.
So many people get fame and fortune and they are not ready for it. And it can be their undoing, as you well know.
Yeah.
And in your case, you want it all without the undoing. And that means that changes must come from within you.
Yeah, I know that. I believe
trust
that.
Trust more on who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Trust more on your intuition.
And I also want you to really keep track of things that right now. I know that this career and doing this work is important to you, but you need to, you know, not get yourself in too much debt, you know, and kind of watch your numbers as you're going along. You might change something. You might think you're going to do the comedy, but this, my cards represent there's something else in the work that you might be good at, too, that may come along. And don't not see that opportunity when it comes.
Okay. I'm open.
There's something with restaurants, Three of Cups. I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Really?
Three of Cups is a celebration or a restaurant or something like that.
Well, there is entertainment in restaurants. I mean, aren't there comedy clubs and so forth?
Oh, sure.
And aren't there still those clubs that they have those shows?
Dinner shows, yeah.
Dinner shows?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't
but
know
I'm
about
open
that?
To the celebration part.
The celebration part?
Yay. Okay.
Yeah, but dinner shows might not be so bad. I mean, I know that you're thinking TV. Are you in performance in TV then, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might need to get through
stage
the door in a different way.
Okay.
Maybe with a production element, you know, first in order to get yourself in there. Oh, my gosh. I said, is it the production element that you need to get closer to first? And it says, yes, the star, the highest card in the deck. So it's almost as if you need to get yourself known by coming in a back door first, you know? And it says the star is next to that. King of Swords. Now, he could be a director, somebody that recognizes you, and he makes you an offer, but it's, again, not what you think it is.
Okay.
Comes in a different way, I believe, if this
is right.
Stay
open, I think.
Yeah, be open.
Yeah.
And use your intuition and ask, let your focus be that the best come to you, okay?
Yeah. Totally.
And that you are prepared for it. And I said, as I meant, I was serious. Prepare from within for when the opportunity comes. You want to be able to take care of it fully and ride the wave. You don't want to be, you know, upset on the surfboard, so to speak, when you're riding the wave.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying.
Okay. Good. Because that could be pretty devastating.
Okay.
It says to really unleash the magician next to the emperor. So that'd be unleashing your creative side next to power and authority. So really figuring out, where do I step in to, you know, make connections with the top or the higher people kind of thing.
So, do me a favor. Do you record your dreams at all, dear?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, but I've been having some trippy ones.
Why? Write them down because you're missing something. Subconscious has been trying to get your attention by sending you these dreams. It's trying to tell you something. It's got information. Remember, as Edgar Casey said, nothing ever happens to you in your life that is of importance, but that you dream about it first.
Got you.
So put down your dreams, okay? Look for themes. Just like I was telling her earlier, I dreamed about a helicopter. Here I am, you know, running up to running up to the pad to climb in and be invited on board, and the door is shut. Now, either I'm missing an opportunity or the timing's not quite right. Okay?
I see what you're doing. You're dissecting them.
What you need to do, and helicopters mean flying high spiritually, okay? And it's just that it has to be, as you know, wisdom, the right time, the right set of circumstances. Everything has to come together to be perfect. There are lots of near misses. Or as I like to say, you have to kiss an awful lot of frogs to find that one darn prince. Okay? So be sure to take your dreams and look at them, analyze them. Edgar Cayce is a good place to look. Elsie Sechrist has a wonderful book on dream interpretation with Edgar Cayce's background. And the other is Mary Summer Rain, has a wonderful book on dream symbology. Okay, you can look those up in the library if you like. And look up
and
any object
what
and what's happening. But zero in. If you are having dreams that are outstanding, that's your subconscious trying to say, hey, girl, wake up. I'm trying to tell you something. You're not getting it.
Got you.
You want to get it from your subconscious to your conscious mind so you can actually attune yourself to what's going on, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, I have a friend nearby here who we're doing a writing project together, and she's listening to the show in the background, and she's saying, tell her to see the obvious. So what's right in front of you? So open that curtain that's right in front of you, and it may be closer than you think.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay?
Will do.
All right, sweetie.
Thanks
for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, Maureen, what do you want to look at, my dear? What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm moving forward with a crazy and wild project at the university, which is creating this dance about UFOs and aliens.
And how's it coming along?
It's coming along. I'm starting to look at those films last night, you know, the 50s, and laughing my way through it, and I really want it to be funny and playful. Maybe let it turn into a great big alien party.
Well, you know, Men in Black is another one, but that's a more recent movie. I think if you would have less issues looking at the ones from the 50s, because with the technology we have now, it's so sophisticated and scary. But those are pretty funny, some of them, from the 50s when you look back and, check on what's going on. And the early Star Trek ones. You know what was so wonderful about the early Star Trek was that they each had a moral, a theme of right and wrong. And I think that's what's missing a lot from later shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more like bite and might. But I really like that, and, it should be a lot of fun.
I think so, too. Actually, I do have another question. That is, I've been told recently that I need to pay attention to an event that's coming up in May and not to lose that opportunity, and I was wondering if you had any
insight. That event,
May.
Okay, you have nothing in specific, that's work-oriented.
I'm thinking
there's
100 people, but when I get there, there's 300 people.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's easy. Oh, well, yes. Okay. In that event, it's going, for you, it's not going to look like such a big deal, but it is. In other words, it's going to be something that occurs that you will feel is not of that much of importance, that it's a particular noteworthy, but it is. It's three times what you think it is.
Hmm.
It's a multiplicity of times, and it's very important.
Go to it?
Because there's going to be a lot of, I don't want to say the word notoriety, that's the wrong word, a lot of publicity, talking about, made because of this event, okay? And it's bigger than you thought.
You think it has something to do with the book I'm writing?
It could be, and it could be with what you're doing now, with the school and dance and all that.
Okay.
You know, the innovativeness, it's something that's going to surprise you, okay?
Okay.
But it's going to be a good surprise.
Good. We need good surprises.
I go for good every day,
I like that.
I like that, too. It's going to be whatever it is coming, and I can't pinpoint what it is. I just have a really strong feeling that, it's supposed to be a bigger deal than you would think it's going to be.
All righty.
And so make the most of it, darling.
I'll do that.
Ride that pony down to the winning goal, okay?
Hmm.
And be prepared for it. Well, you are. Actually, you are prepared for a win. You just don't realize it.
That's funny.
Well, you are. You are. Yeah, I'm still flogging that thing about getting my program started, and I just got a notice yesterday that I underpaid for something by $10, so I have to send $10 more in, and I just rocks my socks because, you know, I was told what to send, and I sent the exact amount, only it was $10 more than what I was told. So it was paperwork that I really need to do to copyright a program that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you talked about paperwork, needing to go over it, redo it, I said, yeah, happened already, darling.
So I'm picking the world card for you and some kind of offer with New Beginnings, New Hope, Ace of Wands,
uh-huh.
But somehow being protected or, you know, holding back or being conservative. Do you talk to your dad on the other side?
Do I talk to my father? Which father? The one who was my natural father or the one who was my stepfather?
I believe it's your natural father. I don't know. It says there's some sadness next to him. Maybe
he
couldn't fulfill what he needed to fulfill for you?
That's right. He was killed in World War II. He only saw me once when I was 6 months old.
You know
before
what?
He was shipped
getting
overseas.
The chills right now. I really think there's something that he wants to do for you or help you to move forward.
That would be good.
But I do believe that your intuition will tell you it's two things that he wants to offer because it's a two card came up next to your intuition.
Uh-huh.
Maybe ask him in your prayers or your dreams or whatever.
Okay, sure.
There might be something that he has to offer for you.
Well, that would be
right
good.
Now it just seems like there's a lot of things coming at you, Five of Wands.
Hmm. Well, not so much that I can't handle, I'm sure.
Okay.
It's just that things are getting busier, and I think the energy is coming down to get things going and moving forward. You know, I want to do more in the field of working in radio and TV, and I want to do more in the field of teaching and sharing in the psychic world. I would really love to get involved in that more.
Right.
Do workshops and seminars and travel. I am an avid armchair traveler. I would love that to be real travel. I would love to get out and greet the world.
Well, I have another question here. I have a
yes.
friend that's sitting here, and she would like to know about her mom, if you had any insights about her mom and her mom's health and well-being, if she's going to be okay.
My feeling is the mother is slowly leaving, okay?
Mm-hmm. Slowly leaving. That's our sense about her.
Yes, she is slowly leaving. She she's taking her time because her daughter cannot... It's going to be difficult for the daughter, okay, to finally allow her.
There's several daughters around.
Okay,
two daughters.
All right. It's difficult because she's trying to please everybody as she usually did in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom, if I'm not mistaken, tried to make sure everybody was happy and to meet everyone's needs. And so she is sort of gradually fading away, if I could put it that way,
mm-hmm.
giving people the opportunity to become used to being without her,
mm-hmm.
and but it's really, really time. Her mama is really tired. The body is really worn out.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
And the body really, the spirit is just releasing its hold on the physical. But as I said, it's the desire of the family that's really holding her here. But they really, really should come to that more gracious acceptance. Because it can only make it more difficult for the mother from a physical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if they understood that their mother would be so much more able to be with them if she were over on the other side, she'd be mm-hmm. much more able to work with them consciously. And
is it the older sister that seems to be holding, but you know,
part of it,
her hair?
Yes, yes, yes.
Part of it. Yeah.
There's a fear of there may not really be. Life after death, and you hold on as long as you can. Giving up, releasing is very difficult for this person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking not only in relationships, but in other areas as well.
Yeah, she is this very strong person in her life.
Yeah, she holds on to things. And it's very difficult for her. She's feeling helpless, and she doesn't like feeling helpless.
Mm.
And this is very frustrating to her, but if she comes to realize that the more you open your hands and release, the more in control the whole world is for you, it would help a lot. But I think if she understood really the mother's true desire to have rest, her mother's done a lot of work in her life, and the mother has done a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And she deserves to have rest now.
Yeah.
And to refurbish herself and rejuvenate. And that's basically what she needs. So,
you don't have a time frame that you see her passing to you? Or?
That's kind of hard to say, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. If I saw her, I could give you a better feeling for it, because mm-hmm. I can tell by looking at a person about the time they have left. I would say maybe 6 months, maybe.
Mm.
6 months to a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But within that time span, it's time to say, Mom, you've done a job well done. Your daughters are grown. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. You know, you deserve mm-hmm. a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve to be happy and healthy and happy and young again.
Well, thank you for that. I know she appreciates that.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's all right. But when she decides to go, it's going to be the time she decides, the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid the older sister is just going to have to get over it at the time, because she's really not going to, even down to the wire, she's not going to want to release it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's sad, because it's a lot easier when you accept, and a lot easier to get messages back and forth then.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, things are wonderful and rosy. We're still looking forward. We've got about 15 more minutes, ladies and gentlemen. So if somebody wants to call in for another reading, please feel free to do so. We have the BBS radio. The phone number to call in on is 1-877-876-5227, I believe that number is. So feel free to call. Otherwise, we're going to just chat. What about these new energies coming up? What do you think is coming up as far as the next 3 to 6 months for the economy, Maureen? What do the cards say?
All right, so I'll pull some cards on that.
Are we talking about recession deepening before it gets better? I could tell you my gut feeling is yes, it will. But then it's going to start turning around, but it's very hard to turn a ship that's heading in one direction to go in another direction.
So my cards just say justice in the bank. So whatever they're doing now, they're doing what they need to do to try to move it forward.
Right.
There is going to be a little more dip because it's some sadness there.
Yep.
And then Knight of Swords, they'll kind of push this forward, and then Ten of Pentacles. And, you know, it'll be, I don't know if it's a different distribution of how mm-hmm. they distribute the money, because it's the card of distribution mm-hmm. or sale of a property.
And I have a feeling you're going to do something about mortgages
system.
And foreclosures.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
Let me hold for a moment. Yes, welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Who's calling?
I'm calling. This is Dick from Indiana.
Welcome, Dick. How are things in Indiana today?
Well, we got through the snow, and now it's a little sunny, but it's still in the low 30s, so it's still winter.
It's still winter, okay. The groundhog did not see its shadow yet.
No, huh? The groundhog, I think we got another 6 weeks. But, you know, as long as the sun comes out and spanks you in the morning, we feel good, you know?
There you go. How may we serve you today, Dick?
Well, I'm wondering if it's a good time in the next 6 months or so to go to Europe or not. Is it safe? We are looking at taking a trip.
To what part of
sure.
Europe, I may ask? What part of Europe?
France and Poland.
Hmm.
We have family in Poland, and we're going to go visit some other family.
Oh, my feeling is, yeah, it's fine. But you want to add your 2 cents, Maureen?
Yeah, I'm shuffling those cards on it. And you're saying about 6 months that you'd like to take this trip?
Probably in late August or maybe...
Late August or September?
September,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my feeling is, yeah, it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Because you'll be visiting relatives there, so
right.
Maybe the cost will be down a little bit for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That's
yeah,
my gut
hopefully.
Feeling, too. That you'll get better prices over there then.
It says right now you and maybe your wife are figuring things out, Six of Pentacles, knowing that there's enough to put here and here, and you've got a change in that. It says Ten of Swords, you're really kind of shifting what your money's doing right now. You felt a little bit burdened by this in the past. The first outcome is overseas card, and then it says depends on a friendship. And your fears, you kind of worry that maybe it's not the right timing, but It says Ace of Pentacles and King of Wands. There'd be enough money to do it. It might cost a little bit more than you guys are thinking. It would be a really good family time, Ten of Cups and Ten of Pentacles, but there'd be some decisions you'd make about where. And then it says the Star and the Witch card. So I do think that it could work for you guys. There's something about a friendship that comes in fast. I don't know, it's one of the people that are over there that help you make that decision or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then
great.
It says Ace of Pentacles, you know, running the top dollar to do this, and family, and holding some decisions about whether you should spend the money right now or not. And then it says Star and the Wish card. So maybe it's just all about timing and about what the flights are like and fares at that point, you know.
Right.
If you're asking about for physical safety, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah, that would be, I really don't worry about that, but that's always a concern, I guess, in the back of our minds.
No, the physical safety is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to have any worries about that whatsoever.
All right,
great. If it were the financial concerns of change of money or exchange of money, that type of thing?
No worry there, really. I know it's around 76 cents on the dollar right now in euro.
Okay, well, it
so
will change how many days, how many times a day before then?
yeah, exactly, you know.
That's right.
I mean, that you know, I don't think anybody's got a crystal ball that'll work on that one.
Right, exactly, yep. Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Phyllis and Maureen.
You're
I
welcome.
Really appreciate it.
All right, Dick.
My joy.
Send some warm
thank
air
you.
Out this way, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's great. No, I think this would be a nice time. I know there are a lot of roiling markets, but, you know, with the way things are now, if you have the money to make the trip, it's good. You know, and I would say keep a low profile. I wouldn't go, say, flinging your money or wearing your bling, so to speak. But it's a good time to go because the people need the money. They need someone to spend some money. So for tourists, I think it is a good time to go. Just make sure that you are going to a country that is not having revolutionary upheaval. That I would be cautious about, because the volatility of that is given the nature of our changing in the energies of the world. I think that you would not want to go to a place that has traditionally, historically, had revolutions or a social upheaval, okay? But for those that are relatively stable, yes, I think it's fine. France, England, Germany, Poland, you know, the Caribbean. I'd be careful about some South American countries. I'd be careful about some Asian countries. But basically, you know, you can go to some places, and it's fine. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And you will be treated like royalty, because there is that appreciation and acknowledgement that people need to have the monies, okay? If you stay away from labor issues and some capital cities and go more to the countryside, you're more likely to see that it's much more beautiful because squeaky wheel gets the grease. I think from what I've seen and heard over these years of experience that I've had, that when you have cities where there are a lot of papers, the papers, you know, you sell papers by having, you know, outrageous headlines and fears and stuff. But the common sense also dictates, and also you check with the State Department. I mean, common sense is not a thing that some people use anymore, and it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out why our gas is going back up when the prices are so low on the stock market. Please, give me a break. They're going to find out it was a manipulation again.
Mm.
You know, they're finding out the price markets were manipulated last fall by people who made a hell of a killing. And you need somebody to explain that to you? Hello, common sense, folks. Most of which, thank you, people have, especially the American people. We're too darn well educated to be wrapped up in a blanket like some people would like to think we are. We are patient. We are kind, but we're not stupid.
So maybe in this 2009 year nine, we're going to finish up these old ways of greed or whatever it was.
I think so. Well, it's going to take a monumental shift because people waltz down that road so frequently and so blithely without thinking of the other person. So everybody else thought, well, if he's greedy and gets away with it, why can't I be greedy and get away with it? Well, because nobody ever really gets away with it, to be perfectly candid. I mean, if you end up in jail, did you really have such a good time? Hello? You know, if you end up with very poor health because of something, how much money is going to be enjoyed if you are too sick to be able to spend it except on doctors and limited diets and so forth and so on? As I say, how many pairs of pants can you wear at one time? How many beds can you sleep in one night? There's a limit to what you can do. But, you know, people have to try for themselves, and then you have to say enough is enough, just like you do with your children. You set boundaries. You set limits. And it's just, again, a matter of this is the way it is. You don't go over this line. That's it. And we should do it for ourselves. We should do it for our children. End of lecture.
All right, let's get that call-in number, which is 877-876-5227.
Yes, and we do have time for at least one other call. We have another 5 minutes or so. So if someone else wants to come in, please feel free to do so. Any other questions you might have? I know you're still looking for someone, Maureen. My feeling is he's closer than before.
I hope so.
Well, yeah, time is going by. You're getting gray hair. I know.
He's putting lots in his wallets right now.
He's not going to have to run to catch you in the future, apparently, if he doesn't come soon.
That's funny.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Funny.
Anyway, yeah, you know, you do have someone coming in your life, Maureen. I really do feel it.
Oh, that's great.
And I just
think... Any sense of timing on that?
Well, we keep saying about the timing. My feeling is there was a real possibility this past fall. But again, it's also that matrix of possibility when everything combines together. It's sort of like...
Divine timing.
Divine timing. It's sort of like a tapestry. It could be that he or something else occurred that just threw it off a little bit, and then it'll come back again. But the closer it gets, the stronger... the probability will be that meeting will come about. And sometimes when we put the thought out to the universe, and this is for everybody, including myself, we put it out to the universe, this is what we want, and then we just let it go,
right,
like a balloon, and just let it float on the winds of the universe and know that it's going to go somewhere. It's going to have to land somewhere, and it will be brought back to us in the right timing. Because sometimes I've asked for something and I've gotten it, and by golly, I wish I hadn't asked.
There you go.
But, you know, because sometimes things aren't what they really seem. We think it's one way, and when we come down to the wire, it is truly something else again. And that's why I'm cautioning people to be careful, because when you do receive what you've asked for, very often there are a number of strings or threads that are interwoven that we never even thought about, and then we have to deal with those new threads and strings in our lives. And sometimes they complicate our life, and sometimes they simplify. It just depends. But our life has changed, so what can I say? And I just have had this tremendous feeling something wonderful is going to happen soon. I've been feeling it since last Thursday, I think. A real inner joy and happiness. I have no idea what it is. I'm not sure. And somehow I don't want to know, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Usually, as a Capricorn, there's this control issue. gotta know now, gotta know how, you know. But sometimes just being aware of something wonderful happening and opening up to accept whatever it is with joy and let it be a surprise, because sometimes if it's a surprise, it's so much more fun,
mm-hmm,
than if you anticipate what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the joyousness of it. So I'm whatever part of my life it's coming into, I'm ready for it. And I think most people are ready for something new and joy that's happening in their lives.
That I picked for you is the High Priestess, so that's you. It's your intuition that's going to guide you to this next place. And you're cutting away the old that didn't serve you anymore, and you're bringing in new energy that will, you know, manifest itself in the way that you want. Hangman is you're continuing to release from the past, and you're really working hard, Seven of Pentacles. In the world, it says. You're maybe reaching more people now.
Well, I'm really enjoying working with the babies that I've been working with recently. And it's such a joy. And it's getting to know the people that are there working with them. And they are such a joy, too, because they all have high ideals. And they look at the healing for whatever way they get.
Is it correct special needs babies? Or?
Yes, yes. Babies who are born premature and really are hooked up to machines and, you know, are fighting for life, and in some instances they're transitioning, but other instances their bodies are improving and catching up, and it's a joy to see them well enough to go home, and that's a celebration, and all of them by itself. And, you know, working in hypnosis and the other fields, it's fabulous. But I want to let people know that one more time, please give them your contact information, Maureen. We're coming down to the wire.
Okay, they can call me at area code 253-752-3299, or they can reach me at tarot sun@yahoo.com.
Okay, and I can be reached. I do give readings over the phone, and I do work with advice. The area code 202-387-2080, or you can reach me at psychicworlds4@aol.com. That's a capital P for psychic and worlds4@aol.com, and my website multiplepathwaysinc.com. And I'm looking forward to talking to you all again. Maureen, I'd love to have you on again in the near future.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity, Phyllis. It's always fun to be working with you on this.
Oh, it's always. We have so much fun. And I thank everyone for listening and for calling in. You make the show a joy. And I thank Don for BBS Radio, at BBS Radio, for this opportunity to come into your lives each and every week. And I look forward to talking to you all next weekend. I may have Atira on, wonderful, wonderful gifted psychic. She's up in your neck of the woods, by the way.
Right.
Maureen, you know her, right?
I just heard her name before, but I don't know her.
She's fabulous, and her guide is Dom. So God bless you all. I wish you all a wonderful, blessed, happy week. Maureen, as always, we will be in close touch. My regards to your darling daughter and your dear business associate, and Annette, and we shall be in touch soon.
Oh, thank you, Phyllis. Take care.
Thank
Have a great
all.
Week.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
No.